Welcome to Inside Games, the only gaming news show brave enough to dunk on Star Wars.
Finally, there's one. I'm sure everyone watching will gather their grandkids around and tell them all about the one time they watched that YouTube video that was mad about a Star Wars video game.
It's never been done. It's a red letter day because Star Wars Outlaws, the much anticipated open world installment of the venerable franchise, is coming in soon, which, by the way, I'm very excited about. Ubisoft officially announced and then accidentally leaked a lot of info about that game.
And surprise, there's stuff in there that's not the best.
I never would have guessed. It's not like, you know, Rey kissing Kylo bad, which everybody remembers, but it's pretty bad. So to lighten up the news, we had to bring in the only Inside Game staffer that can name a unique pod racer every time we throw to him. Jacob, hit us with the news.
Greetings, exalted ones. I'll hit you as hard as rats to hell hit that rock in Laguna Caves. That's the part after Jag Crag and before the Canyon Dune turn, so everybody knows.
Is it, his name's Rats to Hell or Rats Tyrell?
Rats Tyrell. He goes, bah! And then he blows up. You know there's a deleted scene in that movie where his whole family shows up to that race? They cut it out for some reason, those cowards. Oh, glad to be here. I heard there was Star Wars talk and I had to come running. Well, according to leaks from Ubisoft Japan's YouTube channel, the game is releasing on August 30th, which is about 4.5 months away. Get excited. Excited. I'm so excited. It's right around the corner.
Oh, why are we all excited? Well, if you aren't familiar, Outlaws is set in the cool part of Star Wars. Between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, you play as K-Vess, which is a pretty cool Star Wars name, a dirty scoundrel trying to start a new life as you navigate your way through the seedier side of the galaxy.
The studio behind it is Massive Entertainment, which made The Division, and last year's Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora, which I very much enjoyed.
It's a fucking awesome, great game. Oh, can I say fuck on this show?
You sure can.
You totally can, yeah.
Okay, good. Didn't check beforehand. Avatar rocks.
Yeah, it's great.
It is, and it's gorgeous. One of the best looking games, so thinking about that, but in Star Wars, very exciting, and everything seems great.
Yeah.
Everything seems great so far, right? We'll get into the rest of it right after a quick word from today's sponsor, Soylent. Today's episode of Inside Games is sponsored by Soylent. Perfect science-based nutrition for the modern gamer. Soylent's crunched all the numbers so you don't have to. A precise nutrition blend means you're getting the perfect synergy of macro and micronutrients, all in convenient swigs during loading screens or in between matches. And while, you know, the image might be that it's cozy to cuddle up with a pizza or just a big pile of bad-for-you snacks during a long gaming session, we're smarter than that these days, all right? If we're sitting around, we gotta adjust the calories back to compensate. That's why I really like Soylent's new complete protein line. These smaller proportion bottles contain 30 grams of protein and only 250 calories. And while Soylent can help your waistline trim up, it can help your bank account fatten on out. Each serving of Soylent ranges from $2 to $4 per serving. You know, why pay 10 bucks for a greasy fast food burger when you can get better nutrition at a fraction of the price? Hey, the stats don't lie, and thanks to this special offer from Soylent, you can save even more money. The first 500 people to use our link in the description and use code INSIDEGAMES25 will get 25% off their first subscription with Soylent. Thank you very much, Soylent.
Okay, let's get back to that galaxy far, far away. Game Informer got a look at Star Wars Outlaws and recently published a preview for the game. Jacob, what are they saying?
Well, the game has several planets and moons to explore. Their demo took place on Toshara, a new moon created by Massive Entertainment in collaboration with Lucasfilm Games. The reviewer described the moon's capital city, Myrogana. Mirogana? Whatever. As dense and multi-leveled, where the Empire's presence is immediately felt and consistently present. After spending some time with the game, reviewer Brian Shea said they came away excited and added, Massive Entertainment came into the project wanting to create the ultimate scoundrel experience set in the Star Wars galaxy. And for what I've seen and played, it has a lot of important elements in place to accomplish that goal. That sounds great to me.
It does.
About time.
Yeah, people have waited a long time for that kind of experience. The Star Wars Bounty Hunter experience. If only there were a game where you got to play as a Star Wars Bounty Hunter.
If only there was a game where you got to play as my dad, Jango Fett. But that game doesn't exist, at least it's not canon anymore. You've got to play this new game by Ubisoft that has some other character in it that's not my dad. Anyways, back to you, fellas.
So this is all good stuff, right? We've been waiting for this. Everybody shed a tear when Prey 2 was canceled. And now we can all be seedy space outlaws. But there is some controversy because it is Star Wars, and why wouldn't there be? Yep, for starters, you needed an internet connection to install the game, which you probably saw coming. And that's even if you get the physical edition, because it's 2024. But you only need it apparently just to activate it. After that, you can play offline. At least that's what Ubisoft told IGN.
Well, that sucks. But to be fair, Star Wars Outlaws is not the first game to do that. Many games have done that before. It is very, very common, and nobody likes it, but it does exist, and it is a thing that happens all the time.
Yeah, it's the way of the world these days. But there's a little tinge to it that makes it worse, specifically because it's Ubisoft. But we'll get to that in a minute.
Speaking of annoying trends that are becoming the new normal, Star Wars Outlaws will also have an upcharged early access window. Jacob, we need your power to get us through this one, so give us your power.
Unlimited power, I hope. Well... There's a $70 standard edition of the game.
Wait. Sorry to interrupt, Jacob. Aren't you forgetting something?
What? Am I forgetting something?
You forgot to name a pod racer. We just threw you.
Oh, shucks. All right, you got me. Oh, fine. Okay. Fud Sang. How about that?
What the fuck?
Yay!
He's a weird little guy. Anyways, there's a $70 standard edition of the game, a $110 version that includes some pre-order bonus cosmetics, 3 days of early access, and the game's season pass, which itself contains two undefined DLCs, because of course there's a season pass, it's a video game, they all have to have one. And then there's a $130 version that has all that other stuff, plus even more cosmetics, plus a digital art book. It's as if a million wallets cried out in terror. And then subscribe to Ubisoft Premium for that early access for $15 a month or whatever instead.
It's a much better deal.
Yeah, that's what obviously what they're pushing everyone towards. Uh-huh. Man, the price differential there sucks. That's like $20 for a PDF of art and some skins. Understandably, this prompted some grumblings like me just now. But also from people online that are annoyed at what seems like another cash grab.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, publishers have been putting out deluxe editions for years now, but... Lots of people were particularly annoyed at being asked for $130 for a game with really not much in return. The undefined DLCs and that PDF and maybe a few cosmetics.
Yeah, and a couple days. They're just monetizing time. And we didn't even get like a nice canvas bag out of this, man. That sucks, though. Every time I read about that stupid Fallout bag story, my heart breaks a little.
Yeah.
They should be giving us like a little block of carbonite with Glupshitto in it or something.
Oh, or a little DL-44 blaster.
That'd be so cool. Man, or a little credit shit. Come on, Ubisoft.
Everybody loves Star Wars, and they all love Star Wars physical stuff. Either way, Ubisoft, just get with the times. I mean, they're not going to. They would have charged us $400 for that. In addition to all the other garbage, I promise you.
PC Gamer's Harvey Randall wrote that while he's excited about the game, he is exhausted by collector's editions that toss a few skins and items into the game for another batch of credits.
We all are. But we can't be seen agreeing with the media elite. We are gamers of the people. So let's take it to the streets to see how folks across the internet reacted to Ubisoft charging people $40 for 3 days of game time, skins, and then DLC that doesn't exist.
The Phantom DLC, episode one. X-user at HelixZura posted a screenshot of the game's various editions and wrote, "Anytime I see charts like these, it just makes me think, I can't wait to buy the full game for $20 years later. I've been in that boat. It's that skiff. That whatever. That dune skiff." Reddit user JBM1518 added, "Honestly, ask yourself, do you really need a digital art book, 3 days of early access, and a season pass to a game you don't even know you'll enjoy?" Reddit user Fear and Loathing said they'll wait for a price drop, writing, "It'll also have a Steam sale 9 months later. See ya then."
I hope they actually stick to that. You know, everyone likes to say that, and then I think they turn around and buy it full price anyway, because the hype gets you.
They cannot hide forever.
Gotta raise the hype shields. Can't repel hype of that magnitude. Yeah, it definitely seems like Ubisoft's trying to cash in. You know, they gotta cover their Star Wars licensing fees somehow. And this is one of their most anticipated games, huge brand. And it's not another Assassin's Creed, so that's something.
Yeah, on the surface, it just sounds like just another day with corporatized brands. We're all used to getting squeezed. But the timing of this news in particularly is particularly rotten, especially when it comes to that whole you have to connect to the internet thing.
Unfortunately, Ubisoft has altered the deal, and we can only pray they didn't alter it any further, because they recently started removing the racing game The Crew from customers' Ubisoft Connect accounts after the game's server shut down last month. We knew the online-only game was shutting down as of March 31st, but players were annoyed at completely losing access to the game. Some European players even wondered if the move was illegal under EU law.
I guess you don't play an online game without knowing that it probably will shut off someday, but to have it erased from your account, it's like it never existed and the money's gone.
Oh, yeah.
So that just feels bad. I would rather see something there that's grayed out and I can't even click on than it just disappearing entirely. And some other people are just about as fed up with this in response to publishers pulling access to purchased games. YouTuber Ross Scott is launching an admirable project called Stop Killing Games to fight what he calls the games industry's assault on both consumer rights and preservation of media.
We stand with you, Ross Scott. They used Ubisoft's Thanos snapping of the crew as a prime example and directed gamers to sign petitions and submit complaints to regulators.
Their argument is essentially this, that games are goods rather than services, and devs shouldn't be allowed to snatch back goods after they're purchased.
Yeah, so it's definitely a worthwhile pursuit. Games preservation has been a deal for a while now, but it's only going to get more necessary as the industry becomes almost completely digital only.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting argument to make too, especially considering there is no physical product anymore. How could you even call it a good when it's just in your head? So it's tough, because I feel like the way that industry has started distributing games makes them feel extra like services more than they used to. But that's why it's a good time to push back. In the meantime, maybe consider the crew when Ubisoft is asking $130 of your dollars for some skins and a digital PDF. Hey, at least that PDF you get to keep, baby. You can throw that on a USB drive and be buried with it. So that's something. But now that we've covered all the news, what do y'all think? What do y'all think about the pricing, about online service, all of it?
I think that this kind of happened with Avatar, and it totally worked on me, that they're slapping that big $130 price tag on there just to scare you into that subscription. That you'll totally forget about, because I can play a big old Ubisoft game for $17. That's it. That'll be so fun. I'll finish it. I'll cancel that subscription. Easy. And then 9 months later, here you are. You've given Ubisoft hundreds and hundreds of dollars and you haven't touched Star Wars Outlaws in 6 months. Uh-oh. They got you.
Jacob, right. You gotta remember to cancel those things. You gotta. I do. It's funny. I always make it a rule when I sign up for one of those things to cancel immediately. So I sign up, I give them my money, and then I literally go and straight to the cancel link to make sure that I never, ever continue that stupid trial, because they're going to get my money over and over and over. I'm very, very excited for Star Wars Outlaws. Very excited. I can't wait to play this game. However, I do not like the feeling of being squeezed, and this really does feel like being squeezed. 3 days is like nothing. And Lawrence and I talked about this on a podcast, but I'm betting that this game is not going to work at launch. So we're going to pay an extra $50-$60 for a game that doesn't work for early access. And that's going to make everybody angry. So they have to make sure that this game works.
Kind of a shame that this happens with games like this, because there's probably just a great game in there. And I feel like this kind of happened with the corporate side of it kind of corrupts it. It gets its roots in there, kind of like the Empire into the mid and outer rim. But that's like, right. You got Avatar, a great video game, great, amazing game. People just worked really hard on that and made it a really cool, unique experience. But there's a big old store in there, like in the game for cosmetics and stuff and like things like that in a single player game that like really don't affect it at all. It's like you've got a beautiful game, but it's got this nasty little tumor on the side of it, and I feel like that's always going to happen with these huge AAA awesome games. It's going to be something, some weird little nasty thing attached to the side.
Oh, I agree. It's tempting to envision a world where we get to enjoy the big budget, pretty branded games without any of that, because there was an era where it kind of felt like we got to enjoy that. But yeah, it's all perceptive tricks now. They know that if they have the clout that they can stretch it, and that's what they're doing. But like you guys said, there is a path to spend very little money and still enjoy largely the same experience. It just requires a little more mental energy and research. Theoretically, that's a good thing. You know, the savvy consumer can set an alert in their phone, play through Star Wars Outlaws in 2 months, get the whole experience without buying any of the skins or any of that bullshit, and move on with their lives after their alarm goes off and they cancel their account. So I don't know. It's a bummer, because I feel like they are leveraging this idea of the complete experience, which is you have to buy everything so that you don't feel like you're missing out on anything and you're getting it early with everyone else. But yeah, if you can wean yourself off of, I hate to say this, but a more traditional way of experiencing games, because unfortunately they've eradicated that when it comes to the big budget stuff, kind of like Jacob was saying. It just doesn't exist anymore. And I feel like they'll charge you to make you think you can buy your way back to that. But don't do that. If you want the traditional experience, buy $20 games made by indie teams. And guess what? You get it all. No store. No Star Wars, because they can't afford that. But you can get pretty close, I feel like. So yeah, that's the unfortunate state of things. But that is what it is. I feel like Star Wars comes with some tax now. There's always going to be a corporatized layer, a corporatized objective sitting on top of everything. Yeah, hopefully once you get in there and you've paid your $17, then hopefully you can ignore that stupid store that's going to be on the map with a giant little pip on it telling you to come here and dismiss the notification about a sale they have on a jacket.
And hopefully it doesn't get the crude someday.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, what if Ubisoft, like, what if Lucas suddenly wants to renegotiate the rights, or 2 years from now, however long they've signed their deal, suddenly the deal changes, Ubisoft doesn't want to sign the papers, or they get in trouble for some other game flops that they weren't expecting, and now they can't pay to renew it, and suddenly you don't have access to all those dumb skins you bought.
They can't remove the crew from the archives. That's impossible, isn't it?
It sucks, but big, like, AAA gaming is ethereal now entirely because they have turned it into a service. Yeah. So don't spend your money unless you're okay with flushing it down the toilet the second it leaves your credit card.
Jacob, I want to say thank you very much for coming onto the show today to discuss Star Wars Outlaws and being a part of Inside Games. We appreciate it.
Of course. Always.
And I want to say thank you very much to these Inside Games patrons. They support our Patreon every single month. These patrons have herded every nerf they've ever seen. Salad Bodhan, Ryan Derberry, Sherwin Sanchez, Mason Hoover, and Nick Calderon.
Well, I've got some patrons that never met a womp rat they didn't bullseye. Got Dylan Hiley, Tito 007, Spirit Bear, Regulus, and Rook, or Captain Coldblood. Thank you very much.
Some other character in it that's not my dad. Anyways, back to you, fellas.
I couldn't hear anything.